Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Bend TV. It is Bite Size. I'm Chris Pajak, joining you today to go through all of the news around Liverpool Football Club this Thursday, the 21st of March, 2024. As the headline states, PSG are apparently interested in Luis Diaz. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about Coop Miners from Atalanta, who we'll get to have a little look at later on in the season. The apparent unrest at Liverpool over Jürgen Klopp's exit. Spoilers, think this one's untrue. The need for new sporting director Richard Hughes to replace three players, as well as a potential centre-back target slash left-back target that will be familiar to Richard Hughes. And finally, a shift from Bayern Munich in their hunt for a new manager that could impact Liverpool in a positive sense. And finally, a little bit of an injury update for you today. So I'm going to start off with Adrien Grenier, who is a French football journalist, I believe. He has a ridiculous amount of followers. He has 269,000 followers. He shares all the news on PSG in real time, apparently. He actually doesn't look like a journalist. He looks like a content creator. So he's basically Paris Saint-Germain fan TV, I think. And he's saying now that Qatar's priority to strengthen PSG's attack is Luis Diaz. Contact has even already been made with his agent. Considered a player with impeccable state of mind who also knows how to defend. He ticks as many boxes as possible. Not all the boxes, but as many as possible, clearly. However, the idea is not unanimous internally. Luis Campo, for example, is not thrilled. He favours younger players with greater room for improvement. Also, for the moment, Liverpool do not want to sell him. And I think this is a really interesting one, isn't it? Because, you know, the prices that we've sort of heard floated around over the last sort of week, really, about Luis Diaz is around about £100 million. And that seems like an awful lot of money. And, you know, I think I probably feel the same as a lot of Liverpool fans, that I personally absolutely love Luis Diaz. I love the amount of effort and that he puts onto the football field each and every single week. And yet, equally, as much as I love him, I do feel like there is room for more goals and more assists to his game. And that's not, you know, me being greedy, or maybe it is. I'll let you guys decide on that one. But it feels like, yeah, there is a possibility that Liverpool could improve from the left-hand side. Now, could you improve on the defensive work? Could you improve on the pressing? Could you improve on how much he wants it? There are games where he literally takes the game by the scruff of the neck. I'm not so sure, but could you improve on goals and assists? I think you probably can. And £100 million for a 27-year-old seems like good money. Now, you probably need to spend the £100 million to get an improvement. So in that regard, it would seem risky because you've got someone there who is a really good fit for the side, who clearly loves playing for Liverpool Football Club. He shows that each and every time he does take to the field, as mentioned. But yeah, if you were to sign somebody, there's a risk that you'd actually get a worse player. I can't imagine that this is one that Liverpool are truly considering. And obviously they won't consider it until a bid is lodged. And that sounds like we're a little way off yet there at the moment. It is just one of those, it feels like in Football Manager terms, for anyone who's played that game, most of you, you do it because you think you can get a better player. But in terms of real life football, I'm not sure you would, because there is just such a big risk involved, because you are losing a really, 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 really good player, and there's no guarantee that you're getting a really, really, really good player in, even if you spend £100 million. Although those at the top might look at that and go, you know what, we could strengthen there, we could strengthen here. We've got Jota, we've got Cody Gakpo. They'll probably believe in those players. The question marks as a fan would be, yeah, but Gakpo hasn't been great this season, although he's getting goals and assists. And Jota is injury issues. It's definitely file it under interesting for me. And also file it under not sure this one's going to happen. But we'll find out more if a bid is incoming from PSG, of course. A player that's been linked to Liverpool and apologies for butchering the pronunciation, Tejan Koopmeiners. He's apparently also a target for Manchester United. He's a midfield player. He gets goals and gets assists from that midfield position. In terms of this season alone, in 25 Serie A appearances, he's got 10 goals and 3 assists, which is not a bad return at all for a midfielder in that league. Historically, one where you score a lot less goals. And I had a little look at his FB ref as well. He's in the top 1 percentile for non-penalty goals for midfielders. He's very, very highly ranked, so top sort of 5-6% in expected assists and top 5-6% in expected goals plus expected assists, top 5-7% for shot creating actions, top 5% for progressive passes received. This is a guy who likes to get involved in the attacking of his football side. Not so much the defensive stats, not as good, but interestingly for me here, when you've got the emergence of Alexi McAllister as a proper number 8 now, which we've seen over the last sort of couple of months with Endo's return from the Asian Cup, when you've seen Dom Szoboszlai, what he can do earlier on in the season, admittedly maybe not at the level he was at the start of the season right now, when you've seen Kurt Jones, when you've got Harvey Elliott, I'm looking at thinking, he looks like a good player, but where does he fit into this side? And you know, I compared him actually to Dominic Szoboszlai, and Szoboszlai kind of comes out on top in pretty much, well, 90% of the stats, Szoboszlai comes out on top in. So I find this one a little bit of an interesting one as well. And, you know, when we have completely revamped our midfield over the course of the last sort of 12 months, to go again and get another player in that midfield position, I'll be honest, it seems unlikely to me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'll move on to the next story then. Now, this one's a great one from footballtransfers.com, and hopefully you can detect the sarcasm in my voice. But the title of the piece is Exclusive Unrest at Liverpool! Exclamation mark, easy for me to say. Nunes and Szoboszlai fume over Klopp exit. Now, these two guys obviously came into the football club and were unawares that Jürgen Klopp might be leaving. Now, okay, no problem. Understand that. So from the article, it says sources have indicated that contrary to previous reports, senior Anfield players did have an inkling that the former Mainz and Borussia Dortmund head coach was considering leaving the club. This came from informal discussions held in Singapore during the club's pre-season tour. Okay, understand that. Those These did not, however, extend to newer signings like Nunes and Szoboszlai, who joined up on long contracts in 22 and 23. Both are said to have hit the roof at the announcement. In addition to this pair, it is also believed that Ryan Gravenberch is unhappy with the turn of events. Okay, so that's understandable. I think if I was a Liverpool player just signed this season and I didn't know that Jurgen Klopp was going to leave, I would be disappointed. Would I hit the roof over it? Maybe not. I'd be gutted, of course. But the Nunes things here strikes me as interesting because Darwin Nunes was signed in 2022. And if senior players at Anfield did have an inkling, I'm sure that would have extended to Darwin Nunes. I could understand it from Szoboszlai and Gravenberch having just come in this season, but Nunes was there for a full season. So I imagine that name has maybe been thrown in to the mix. Not calling the journalist a liar here, but might have been stretching the truth a touch. Now, it does go on to say in the article, by the way, both Nunes and Szoboszlai have grown to become fan favourites at the Anfield crowd during their time at the club, with the duo playing a key role as Klopp seeks to sign off in spectacular fashion, yada, yada, yada. Nunes and Szoboszlai do not have plans to talk to their agents and review their position with the Reds, where there is still no clear succession plan for Klopp in place. Both remain content to stay at the club for now. Okay, so both content to stay at the club for now. Unrest at Liverpool, Nunes and Szoboszlai fume over Klopp exit. I feel like I've been done by the title on this one. I don't think there's anything to worry about here. But again, just interesting to talk about sometimes. Yeah, we move on to the next story then. Richard Hughes will lose Liverpool trio, expected to leave. Okay, makes sense. Who are they talking about? Thiago, Matip and Adrian. Yeah, no problem. Absolutely understand that. Now, the reason that I brought this one to the table today is I think you might need to replace them. Obviously, we know what Caoimhín Kelleher has done so far in a Liverpool shirt this season. Would we be comfortable going with one of the younger goalkeepers to back up if we can keep Caoimhín Kelleher? Probably not, would be the answer. So maybe you do need someone a little bit more experienced to put into that goalkeeping unit for Adrian. Sounds. Matip, I think you need to replace. And I'll come on to a story a little bit later with who it could potentially be. And Thiago, I'm not sure you need to replace him, to be honest, because obviously we've got Stefan Bacetic, who's going to come back at some point, probably next season now, I'm guessing. He will take that slot. You've also got the likes of Bobby Clark and James McConnell, players like this, who have done well so far this season when given the opportunities. Maybe you trust it to somebody like that when you've got so many options in and around the midfield. So yeah, definitely a job to be done, but it might just be the goalkeeper. Now, the interesting, the next story is actually, it's from the Liverpool Echo, and it's about Richard Hughes and who he could potentially target. And one of the names is someone that we've known for quite some time. We've been linked with him for a long time now, and that's Loie Kelly. It was apparently out of contract at Bournemouth at the end of this season, the 23-24 season. Having seen Tottenham have a £20 million bid rejected for his services last summer, he's yet to sign an extension. As things stand, he'll depart on a Bosman transfer at the end of the season. He is very valuable as a centre-back or a left-back, and we want him to be part of the team, says Johnny Areola, the Bournemouth manager. So this is interesting because we spoke pretty much all last summer about a centre-back who could potentially play left-back. We've seen Joe Gomez do it to an incredible level, actually probably one that I think for myself anyway, he maybe wouldn't have been able to achieve. He has. He's gone above and beyond that. But it would be interesting, having tried to sign Loie Kelly a couple of times over the last sort of 4 or 5 years. Obviously, I think we were linked with him when we went for Kostas Tsimikas. He was on the list of players certainly then in 2019. In 2019, we wanted him at around the same time to deputise for Robertson, and then the following summer when Tsimikas came in, that was the other one. So this could be the third time. We've seen Liverpool do this over the years, haven't we? Obviously Mo Salah, we wanted early doors before he went to Chelsea, and then we went back for him. We've done this on occasion, and this is a player that Richard Hughes knows well and also knows about his contract, and it fills a need, maybe that Matip need in the squad. And when you've got the emergence of Jarrell Kwanzaa to play alongside Ibu Konate and Virgil van Dijk, maybe Loie Kelly would be a good addition to that, and then Joe Gomez in the mix as well. Well, gives you five good centre halves as well. So yeah, one to keep an eye on there. I definitely file that in. I am interested to see if that happens or not. And finally, two more stories. But first of all, Xabi Alonso. apparently we've received a boost in the pursuit of Xabi Alonso. Now, first of all, before we get into this, I know Liverpool have obviously just wrapped up Michael Edwards and Richard Hughes and stuff, and I don't think this is day one of the managerial search, or day one was when Richard Hughes signed or whatever. I think this has been going on in the background, and I expect some kind of movement on this, or if not before the end of the season, almost as soon as the season ends. For somebody, maybe, Xabi. But now, apparently, German giant Bayern Munich, who are also targeting Alonso, have shifted their focus to Italian manager Antonio Conte. The Bavarians want Antonio Conte, according to Italian publication La Repubblica. So there you go. Obviously, he's a guy who wins trophies. It seems an odd one that you would be looking at Antonio Conte and Xabi Alonso, two managers who have completely different styles. In fact, if there was one manager from those two that I'd be looking at and thinking, do you know what might not work at Bayern Munich? It might be someone like an Antonio Conte, because Bayern Munich, obviously, you know, look like they're not going to win the league this season, and maybe they just want to get back, and maybe that's their idea. We're getting a proven trophy winner in like Antonio Conte, but two completely different styles of manager. I hope they do go for Antonio Conte. Hope Liverpool do get a free run at Xabi Alonso. Obviously, as a Liverpool fan, that's what I want to see. Anyway, final story of the day. Injury news. So Luis Diaz, Darwin Nunez, Cody Gakpo, possible return date 31st of March versus Brighton, so that's good. Ibu Konate, possible return date 31st of March versus Brighton, that's good. Trent, Diogo and Curtis, possible return dates either Brighton for Jones, April the 7th versus Manchester United for Trent Alexander-Arnold and Diogo Jota, which would be a welcome addition to that Manchester United game. Alisson Becker, still the return date is unknown. Bacicic is still unknown. And as we know, Alcantara, Matip and Ben Doak are out for the season. So there you go. That is your daily rundown of the Liverpool Football Club news stories. I've been Chris Pajak. This has been Redmen TV. And I'll catch you on the next one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.